Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine, and today is Free Advice Friday, the day that I allow anyone who wants to call in and talk to me and get their questions about narcissistic abuse answered. I do want to mention that Mercury is currently in retrograde. I don't really know how to explain it. All I know is that every time Mercury goes into retrograde, well, that's a hard one to say, that any kind of communication is affected. So it sounded like my music was a little bit slow. I don't really know what's going on, but hopefully it will cooperate with us. The number to call in if you would like to call in and talk to me is 424-220-1801, and I'm here to answer your calls and take your questions. If you are suffering from narcissistic abuse and you have not yet reached out, please call in. That's the first step to getting to going towards healing. So don't be afraid to reach out. This is a really safe place to do that, and you don't have to identify yourself. I don't have any callers currently, but I do have a couple of people who emailed me ahead of time to ask their questions since they could not be with the show live. So I'm going to address those questions. The first one is by Initial L. And she says, I recently got hit on the head by a narcissist. I know she, my sister, was spoiled and wanted what she wanted. I just didn't realize she was a narcissist with sociopathic tendencies until it was too late. I'd rather not get into the specifics. It's still too raw, but it looks like I am the one at fault because I do find myself ending relationships fairly often because they become so toxic to me. And given that most humans are deeply flawed, it's likely to happen again. The reason I end relationships is because I am too empathic and feel people's emotions and at times their physical pain. And I just can't deal for long before I have to get away from them. So my question is, who is it better to be, the narcissist who happily goes on free of guilt or the empath constantly tortured by the messy event? Okay, for those who don't know what an empath is, an empath, you can actually go to my website. There's a great article on there that says, what is an empath and are you one? But empaths are extremely sensitive to the energies around them. They can pick up vibrations from pretty much anything, even if they're not close by. So I'm an empath. We are extremely sensitive in every possible way. So let me just start by explaining that. Now let me address this question. She says that humans are deeply flawed, so it's likely to happen again. Well, yes, we are deeply flawed, but that doesn't mean that it's going to happen again and again. It's better to be the empath because empaths are extremely sensitive, but at least we have feelings and we care about others. And we can rise above our issues, but our narcissist cannot. Just to get a little bit spiritual on you, empaths are the physical manifestation of angels on this earth. We are here to spread love and compassion. We don't have to be constantly tortured. That is a choice. Now, given that, we do have it harder initially, but we have to rise above that challenge. Challenges are what make us grow. Challenges are not supposed to defeat us or paralyze us. They are to help us discover who we are at our fullest potential. Oprah said something that I love. This is a great quote. She said, "Turn your words, your wounds into wisdom. Turn your wounds into wisdom." So the answer to that question, in short, is that the empath is better off. The narcissist cannot heal, and they do not go around happy-go-lucky. They are miserable human beings. They're miserable behind that facade that they wear that tells everybody that they're wonderful and great. They suffer all the time, which is why they make us suffer. So I hope that answers your question, Elle. The next person that emailed me said, "I became aware of narcissistic personality disorder last year while researching borderline personalities. I started reading about NPD and had an epiphany. I was literally reading about my husband's ex-wife. After 25 years of trying to figure out what the constant drama and smear campaign was about, I finally had an answer. My husband has three sons with his first wife, and during all the years we have been together, there has always been some kind of triangulation going on using the boys. After boys became adults, it became a little easier to have a relationship with them without her constant manipulation and control. But as you know, that cannot last long. It was very easy to go no contact with her, but because of our wanting to be part of the boys' lives, have been abused through them on many occasions over the years. Sometimes we just sit back and enjoy the show because she has never been able to get all three of them against us at the same time since they've become adults. If she weren't so sick and twisted, it would be laughable. Now all three boys are married and she has a bigger audience with the daughters-in-law and their families, and here we go again with a new generation because grandchildren are involved. Two of the daughters-in-law don't totally buy into her drama. The third and last one to join the family is hooked by the ex, and the triangulation started almost immediately after the wedding. The change in her attitude toward my husband and I from one day to the next is mind-boggling. Of course, our son has to go along with all this to keep his new wife and mom happy. We never thought he would totally turn against us because he moved in with us when his mom wanted to move to a more upscale town during high school, and I thought he knew us pretty well. Talk about a kid's early programming. For our own peace of mind, we have stepped back and gone no contact. Here's my question. We live in a small town, and son and wife have recently moved back to town, so we will eventually run into them. How do we respond when out socially and someone not knowing about the drama brings them up in conversation? So far, we have responded about things in general, not giving away that we don't see them, but I have gotten to the point that I don't want to pretend things are okay anymore. Been there, done that with the ex-wife, and know that it doesn't make things better. I know that we are damned if we do and damned if we don't, because whatever we say will be used against us when it gets back to them. But can't we push back sometimes rather than turning the other cheek? Also, what can we say to extended family members that do know about the drama and have only heard one side of what's going on? We don't want to appear mean-spirited or defensive, but want to make it clear that we have done nothing wrong, whether they are inclined to believe it or not. It would be nice to give all those flying monkeys some food for thought." Well, this is actually a dilemma that I think we all face. Whenever we push back against narcissists, there will always be a backlash. And when we do this no contact, we do it as a last resort to protect us from abusive relationships. We know that. Other people don't know that. And we have this great desire to defend ourselves and to set the record straight. And that leads us to oversharing. We end up talking and talking and talking till we talk ourselves into trouble. And we end up looking like the bad person. I know this happens to me. It used to happen all the time. Now I'm getting better with it, and I just don't. I try to say very little. But when we do confront this issue with people who do not understand NPD and the abuse that's related to it, it makes us look guilty. And the only thing that we can do is say nothing or as very little as possible. That's really, really hard because we want to validate. We want to get our feelings validated. We want other people to understand what a monster they are dealing with. Sometimes we even want to warn them. But that's not a role that we can play. There's some things that you can say if you want to say something but don't really want to get into it and address it. One of the things would be, they're really not in my life. When people show you who they are, believe them. That's one way of saying it. And what you're saying is you're letting them know that there's an issue to be wary of. The other one, and if you read quotes, you've probably seen this one, but I like this one. If I've cut them off, it's because they handed me the scissors. I love that one. So these are ways that you can say it without getting yourself into trouble. Another one is, when I say yes to happiness, it means saying no to these kind of toxic relationships. And a fourth one that you can say is, you know, every time you subtract a negative from your life, you make room for a positive. So by saying these things, you're not really digging yourself into a hole. You are letting the other person know that there are some very serious reasons that you have no contact. But the minute you start backpedaling and the minute you start trying to explain, you're going to get yourself into trouble. I had an incident where this happened with a group of friends, and this was in the very, very beginning of my healing. And I was trying so hard to explain the monster that my mother is. And the more I explained, the harder they got on me. And it got to the point where I ended up in tears. And they were all over me. And they're saying to me, you have issues. Well, it wasn't that I had issues. It's just that I couldn't get my point across. And that's very, very frustrating for us. We can't. This is one of the tragedies of suffering narcissistic abuse, is that you can never get validated for your feelings. You'll never get acknowledged for what you went through. The only people that will acknowledge you or validate you are those who have experienced it, recognize it, and are not in denial. And this is, you know, if there's only really one way to get through this, and that's through some kind of counseling, because you need constant validation. You need constant support to tell you you're okay, that what you're thinking and what you're experiencing is actually the reality. And what they're projecting, what the narcissist is projecting onto you is not. It's not. So we need that constant validation. And if you're in the hands of the wrong person, or if you're trying to talk to a friend and get them to help you, or anybody out there that you just really feel the need to talk to, you're going to get yourself into trouble and you're going to end up getting blamed. They're going to shame you for your actions and for the things that you say, because people have this misunderstanding that you're supposed to give other people the benefit of the doubt, especially when it's a mother or a father or a sibling, somebody close to you. You're supposed to love them unconditionally and rise above it. Well, that's really easy to say. It's easy to say rise above something when you haven't been beaten down to the point where you have no ability to rise above it. So that's why we have to be really careful with our words. Again, the number is 424-220-1801. I know I have listeners out there, and I know that you have issues, and I really would love to address them. Or if you can share what you're feeling or what you've experienced with others, that will certainly help others to recognize what they're going through and to begin their healing. For those who don't know me, I am a life issues counselor, and my expertise is narcissistic personality disorder abuse. I write about it. I speak about it. I work tirelessly to get this message out because there are many people who are suffering in their life, and they don't know why, and they go to counselors, and the counselors or friends or whatever tell them, get over it already. Get over it. It's been a lifetime. If it, you know, if this was in your childhood, okay, you're an adult, move on. We can't do that. We just can't do that. We have been beaten down. We've been conditioned. We've been brainwashed. We can't see it. We need help. We all need help. And that's why I'm out there doing these shows, sending these messages, writing these articles, doing this counseling, because I'm trying to get this message out there that a lot of times what you're suffering could very well be the result of an abuse from a personality disordered person. Again, the number is 424-220-1801. I really, really hope you'll call in. I know that it's a leap of faith to do that, especially when you've been told not to expose the dirty secrets of your family or your relationship. That's one of the big things narcissists do to us, is they silence us. They tell us that, you know, we can't talk about it. And we feel very guilty when we do, because we are sensitive people. We are people with healthy brains. And we have the ability to empathize with other people's feelings. So we always want to give them the benefit of the doubt. And so we don't want to hurt people. We don't want to expose them for who they are. That's just what we are, and that's what makes us victims. Because if we were heartless and if we did lack empathy, as the narcissist does, or the person with narcissistic personality disorder does, I have to be very clear because it's two different things, but we can feel. So again, the number is 424-220-1801. I encourage you to please call in and talk to me. If you don't want to do that, you can reach me for counseling by going to randygfine.com/fine life issues counseling. F-I-N-E, fine. And Randy is always spelled R-A-N-D-I, so it's randygfine.com/fine life issues counseling. And also, I'm offering support on my new Facebook page, Narcissistic Abuse Survivors United. I'm trying to build that page because when I do that, you'll have a safe place to fall. You can come and you can share if you'd like to, or you don't have to share. You can just read. You can read some of the articles that I post. Pretty much everything that I do, I'm putting up on that page. And your experiences help others. We need to support each other. No matter how long we're in recovery from this, no matter how long we've been a survivor, there will always be times we will need support. This is the gift that never stops giving. It doesn't go away. It keeps reassaulting and reassaulting and reassaulting. But the good news is that we can rise above it to the point where we know how to deal with these assaults and they don't destroy us. That's not to say that they don't make your stomach turn into knots when it happens, because it's so very disgusting when you can finally see what's going on, when you can recognize it. It is absolutely disgusting to watch. But I myself, it took a while, but I'm at a point where I'm pretty resilient to it. I don't like it. I don't want to look at it, and I choose not to look at it, which is why I've gone no contact with my parents. Because to have any contact with them means to be constantly reminded of this disgusting, despicable behavior that I just don't want to see. Again, the number is 424-220-1801. I do hope that you will call in and ask your question or share your experience. That's so important. It's so important to share your experience. You know, I talked earlier about being an empath. Many of us who have been abused by narcissists are empaths. And that's because they choose the very, very most sensitive people they can find, because we don't catch on to them very fast. And they can use us and abuse us and do it over and over and over again. And we just say, oh, you know, I forgive them, or they didn't mean it. But know that they're picking on you because you have that kind of attitude, because you are sensitive and caring, and you do give people the benefit of the doubt. Narcissists don't get on very well with people who have really strong boundaries and don't put up with anybody's stuff. So, but it is a beautiful thing to be sensitive in this life, in a world where it's very hard, and it seems as if being sensitive is a bad thing to be in a world that's so hard. But it's not, because the only way that we can make this world better is by the compassionate people rising up and overshadowing the other people, the darkness of this world. We are the light of the world, and we have to rise up and overshadow it, which is, it's so important that we heal, because these kind of abuse issues follow us for the rest of our lives. And if you believe in the in future lives and afterlives, which I do, and I speak about that a lot on my show, and I do write about it, then you understand that this kind of stuff follows us into eternity. We have to work on these issues. We have to clear it up. We also don't want to go into eternity with these relationships the way that they are. We come here because we have work to do, and we want to overcome certain things so we don't have to come back and do it again. These are my philosophies. You may or may not believe them, but it's who I am, so I'm going to share that. If we allow this to take over our lives, then the narcissist wins. We cannot allow the narcissist to win. Again, the number is 424-220-1801. I do hope that you will call in, and please share your situation. Allow me to answer your questions. I am a life issues counselor. I work with Fine Life Issues Counseling, and you can contact me through my website, and that's randygfine.com. On my website, there are links to pretty much everything that I do, and there is an entire page geared towards the counseling that I do, in explaining all my policies and including the privacy policies. So you can check that page out, and I would love to hear from you. I hope that you will reach out. Let's see. I don't know. I'm trying to think what else I can talk to you about. You know, the tragedy of narcissistic abuse is that we never get validation. And it's, you know, what's interesting is that as victims of this abuse, we suffer great invalidation. We learn not how to validate ourselves, to unvalidate ourselves. If we've been children raised in this kind of environment, we never learn to validate ourselves. We learn that validation comes from the outside, because we are always trying to keep peace with our narcissistic parent. And the only way to keep peace is to do what they want us to do, and we lose ourselves in that. But the same thing happens in, you know, intimate relationships, romantic relationships. The same thing happens. We lose who we are. It even happens in business relationships, that we end up needing so much outside validation because we don't know who we are anymore. And that's another reason why I stress so strongly that if you're suffering from this kind of abuse, you get the support of a professional who understands this and can help you through it. Because you will need so much validation to undo the invalidation you have received for so many years. Validation is so important to healing. We need to know that we're okay. We need to know that what we're experiencing, what we're feeling, you know, that our emotions are accurate because we've been told that they aren't. We've been told by, you know, a romantic partner that we're crazy. We've been told by our parents that we're no good or that whatever we do is wrong. And that knocks us down. It weakens us. And we really can't get back up alone. And there's such great support communities out there for narcissistic abuse. And I'm finding so many of them, and it's just really, really wonderful. I feel like I'm part of a family, and that helps me too, because I experienced this too. I just, last weekend, my daughter was married, and it was the first time that I had to be with my parents in a few years of since I've gone no contact with them. I knew that this was going to happen because my daughter is close with them and I would never interfere with that relationship. But it was the first time that I was going to be face-to-face with these people who, in my mind, are despicable. And I didn't really know how that was going to work out. It actually worked out fine. It worked out fine. I'm okay. And that really tells me a lot about where I've come, because there would have been, you know, when I was in the middle of my healing, I couldn't listen to their voice. I had to block them out. I had to take down all their pictures. That was the only way that I could heal. And once I healed, I began limited contact. And I went back. I established my boundaries first, which I was taught by my therapist to do. And I established the boundaries in a way that told them that if they cross over one toe, 1 inch, 1 millimeter, that they will be cut off again. And this is what I had to do. And I was able to do limited contact for a while. So I did that. That worked out fine for me, but I have two sisters. And my sisters were being terribly abused, and I couldn't watch it anymore. So I rose up and stood up for them, talked up for them. And the problem with my parents escalated to the point of rage and anger and insults and horrible, horrible things said. And so I had to stop no contact. And then my sisters gradually, as they began their healing process, they had to do no contact. Of course, one of my sisters is having a bit of a hard time. She still contacts them from time to time. I don't know what she's getting out of that, but she says that it doesn't bother her. But, you know, but anyway, so I have no contact with these people, and it was a very, very strange situation for me to spend an entire weekend with them. My mother kept trying to talk to me. I didn't want to give her attention because she was craving it. I could see it. I could see her body language. She just wanted attention, and she wasn't getting it. This day was not about her. She was trying to make it about her. My father had a scowl on his face the entire time. And my daughter is really the only person in their life that they absolutely adore and who never gives them any problems. And she hasn't confronted them on any issues because they've really never acted out against her, which is great. She's an adult, so she hasn't had to be stuck with them in a living environment. But my father was absolutely a miserable person, and it was very, very hard to look at. And so I have these images burned in my brain of my father's face and my mother trying to primp for attention. It's very, very strange. And I'm trying to get those images out of my head because they make me disgusted and they make my stomach turn into knots. So like I'm saying to you that it never fully goes away. We always find it disgusting. But if we really can't look at it and go on with our life, then we have to do no contact. We have to not look at it. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, we have to go no contact to help restore our own balance. We're not doing this because we're cruel and we want to hurt somebody. We're doing it because we are trying to regain the balance that we've lost. And we're trying to protect ourselves. And this is the only way. It's a last resort, certainly a last resort that we do this. But it's the only way that we can protect ourselves from the onslaught of abuse. In my parents' case, my father's in his 90s and my mother's almost 90. They've never stopped. Never stopped. So even though people look at them and see, you know, elderly people and, oh, sweet little elderly people, so innocent. They're not. They're not. They're very, very destructive people. And I choose not to have that in my life. Well, we have a few more minutes. The number is 424-220-1801. I want to continue doing these shows for you. But that's going to count, you know, rely on you calling in and talking to me, because I can write and I can talk all I want. I want to talk to you about your issues. I want you to call in and talk to me and share. This is going to help you. It's going to help others. So please, please, I emphasize that on these second Fridays of each month from 11 to 11:45, I'm going to be doing the Free Advice Friday show, and the number is 424-220-1801. I want you to call in. I know it's very hard to pick up that phone and make that first step. It's also very scary to reveal your situation, and you may not even know where to begin. So it's great that you're listening in, and if you'd like, you can consult me for counseling, and we can actually get to the nitty-gritty of your issues and get you to where you want to be in your life, which is the happiness that you deserve. You do deserve happiness. Just because these people chose to abuse you doesn't mean that that's a life sentence. That's only a life sentence if you choose it. Remember what Oprah said, turn your wounds into wisdom. I love that phrase, turn your wounds into wisdom. We are here to grow. We are here to rise above the adversity placed before us. And every time we see a hurdle placed before us, that's what we came here to do. We need to jump that hurdle. We need to push through it. Life cannot hurt us unless we allow it to hurt us. We have to push past these hurdles and these obstructions and move forward, which we can. We all have the capability to do this. Please don't let somebody who abused you ruin your life. Do not give them the power. Take your power back. It's your power. You didn't come here to be subjected to that. You came here to be a powerful individual and to reach your full potential. And the only way that you're going to do that is if you get help for yourself. So you need to start reaching out. I am a safe place to fall, I promise you. I will not hurt you. I will not invalidate you. I will only lift you up and help you become the person that you really, really want to be. So one more time, because this is probably the last time I'll be able to take a call, but it's the number is 424-220-1801. The next show that I will be doing is November 13th from 11 to 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time. If you cannot call in live, you can send me your questions or your situations by email, and I will answer them on air, just as I've done for the two people who were brave enough to reach out to me through email and the situations that I explained to you. And if you would like to email me, you can do that at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy is R-A-N-D-I. loveyourlife@randygfine.com. My website is also randygfine.com. I do hope that you will visit me there. I have written many, many articles, and not only articles that I've written, but when I find a really extraordinary article that I think will help my listeners and readers, I will post it there. So there's a lot of really great articles that address many, many facets of dealing with narcissists. And actually, the last show that I did on Tuesday was about corporate narcissism, and that was so fascinating. So if you go to my show page, or actually just go to my website and go to my show page there, you can click on that link and you'll be able to listen to that show. That was really, really interesting. It was a facet of narcissism that I am not or have not been aware of because I've never worked in corporate America, but apparently it is very prevalent in corporate America. We know it's prevalent in politics, but we all experience that, but in corporate America, that was a whole new one for me. So you might want to listen to that show for, I'm sure it'll perk your ears up in some ways if you are out in the workforce. If you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. When you become a show follower, you will be notified of all the upcoming programming that I have. You know, I really am very, very fortunate in that I have publicists who send me top people in their fields to be on my show. And everything that we do is healing in some way. So the shows that I have coming up are fabulous. My guests are going to be fabulous, as my guests have always been. And the first probably 50 shows that I did are just me explaining certain things that I've researched and wanted to share with you. But I currently have over 150 shows, so there's something really for everybody. But so please become a show follower, and you will be notified of those things. Well, we're not getting any callers, so our time is up for today. But if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, or would like me to read your situation next time, November 13th from 11 to 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time, email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. And stop by my website, sign the guest book, let me know that you've heard my shows, leave comments for me there as well. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is talk radio show host and author, with a new book coming out, Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RandyGFine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. Be the change. Be the change. There's a better way.